Frikkie, kom ons begin by jou. Bourekenaars, right? Dis nou wat Engelse noem quantity surveyors. Mm-hmm. Sê gou vir my, wat presies is dit wat julle doen? Tel julle bakstene in sement?
Weet jy, Dion, ons verkies om nie bakstene te tel nie, ons verkies om dit te bereken.
Ja.
Dis waarom ons bourekenaars is. So ons bereken die hoeveelhede, nie net stene nie, maar enigiets, alle dele van 'n huis of 'n ontwikkeling. So dit is nie net bakstene wat ons tel nie, ons bereken alle hoeveelhede, maar ek dink hoofsaaklik kostes.
Natuurlik, dit gaan natuurlik oor die kostes wat met alles aangekoop word. 'N Argitek teken 'n plan, hy teken 'n gebou en dan moet jy uitwerk hoeveel die materiaal gaan kos.
Absoluut, en ek ook teen die beste koste.
Dis
waaroor dit gaan. Ons kry die planne, ons doen die berekeninge en ons kost. Ons bereken die kostes, maar teen baie goeie pryse.
Die beste pryse wat jy kan kry. Want, so tot 'n mate moet julle dan ook natuurlik weet wie die leweraars van sekere materiale is.
Absoluut. Jy moet die beste ouens ken. Daar is baie ons wat goed is. Dis nie te sê dat hy altyd die beste kwaliteit lewer nie.
Natuurlik.
So nee, ons kennis van jou leweransiers moet goed wees.
And since it's obviously very important as well that you do understand the building process. Because if they specifically built a building where there's, for example, a specific type of concrete, a specific stress concrete, you need to get the right cement. It's not just a case of, oh, well, that's the cheapest stuff, I'm buying that. It's got to be the right stuff.
It has to be the right stuff, and I think it's good to have an understanding because everyone else in the industry thinks we're just there to cut costs.
Sure.
So I think it's good to also have an understanding why this particular strength of concrete and not this one, so you know why not to cut it down because of the strength of the building.
And you're obviously going to have to justify that to the client and to the architect or the designer as well, because they're going to insist on a specific strength. That's what they do, and you have to make sure the right stuff gets bought.
Yeah, the client wants the cheapest stuff, the architect wants the most expensive stuff. It's
always
a balance that you can't control.
So you guys are in the middle. All right, so let's get on with a more important thing. This weekend, it's one Friday specifically, it's the IQS Golf Day. It is one of the biggest golf events, and obviously teams pay to take part in this. And not only do they pay to be top, they're happy to pay to be a part of this because it's very well known and people actually queue up to get slots. We still asked them. I said, well, you know, we're advertising it again this year. How about we put a team in? They said, sorry, done deal. In fact, we've got, they had a lot of people on standby still.
Yeah.
So why is it A, so popular, and B, it's a fundraising event in essence, right?
One, why is it so popular? Because the INQS is organizing it.
Organized.
I think why it's popular is because of the actual thing behind it, the reason behind the whole INQS Golf Day, and it is to raise fund towards our bursary and development fund. It used to just be a bursary fund, but it is now called a bursary and development fund, and the whole purpose is really to raise awareness and to encourage the study of quantity surveying. So we fund quantity surveying students. Back then it was mainly, obviously, you could only study through South Africa.
Sure.
So now we have a university here, so we prioritize students here, but we also fund students in South Africa. But it's really mainly to promote the industry, and how else do you promote the study of quantity surveying if not through students? Yeah. What I'm doing immediately post-university and what Frikkie had to do is not the same. Hulle moet nog gesit het met die hand, met die papier. Ons geen van dat nie. It's software everywhere. To the point where you can actually do your quantity takes off on a computer as well. So it's very, we've moved away from those many drawings. I work on my computer most of the time.
Yeah. Miss jy dit, Frikkie? Die tekenarye en die klas van dinge?
Weet jy,
die manual calculations wat jy gedoen het?
Ek mis dit nogal.
Dis 'n klein computer, ek meen 'n sakrekenaar, gehad jy?
Nee, ek mis dit nogal, want jy weet, dan was jy hands-on. Jy het geweet wat jy doen. Dis daar, as jy een knoppie verkeerd druk en jy kom dit nie agter nie, kan jy baie groot foute maak.
Ja.
Terwyl as jy dit nog in die hand gedoen het, as jy het dit oor en oor gedoen.
Ja, dan was jy miskien 'n bietjie meer noukeurig omdat daar so meer kans is dat 'n fout kan insluip, right?
Absoluut.
En jy leer eintlik beter so, the old school.
Ja, jy kyk as jy en ek dink ook dit is 'n kwessie van, jy weet, ons kon nog almal multiplication tables en seker goed doen, maar die jonger mense weet nie wat dit is nie. Hulle sê maar daai hierso sê, dis nie nodig om dit te doen nie. Maar dit was lekker om te kan sê 1 × 7 is 7 en daai klas van goed. En ja, om jy weet berekeninge met die hand te doen in die klas van dinge. Was matieke een van daai dinge, dan die koste daarna ook en seker escalations en jy weet al die klas van goede persentasies toename oor jare of maande en goed al die goed uitgewerk word.
Nee, absoluut.
So wiskunde nommer 1 seker dat ek sal ek aanneem.
Absoluut, dis waarvoor daar een van ons toelatingsvakke was wiskunde.
Ja.
So nee, jy moet jou maar dit verdwyn. Ek kom agter, ek kan nie meer so lekker maal en deel nie.
ja, maar ons graag nou grysser, ek jou altyd.
Nee, dit is dis verseker.
It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you today, sister. I'm glad to hear that there are women in most fields now. We're seeing more women, which is a great thing. Why not? There's no reason to think you can't do it. I'm sure you can do it probably better than men. Most men will not admit it, but it's probably true. Frikkie, dankie dat julle kon kuier het. Ons wens julle alles sterkte toe. Dit gaan 'n massiewe dag wees Vrydag. Hier is gewoon met van die ouens gesels hoor hoe dit gaan en hopelik ook van die mense wat in die beroep is. Paar van hulle ook mee gesels om te hoor, jy weet hoe hulle dit ondervind en die boubedryf in Namibia wat bietjie sukkel, dit gaan nie so goed nie, maar daar is natuurlik hopelik 'n opbloeiing op 'n stadium. Dankie dat julle kom kuier het.
Nee, baie dankie Dion, ek moet vir julle ook sê baie dankie. Ek dink dit beteken vir ons geweldig baie.